stay away from this. Don't transgress. Why do they say all that? Because that's the commandment of Christ. And he forgave the woman and he said, go and sin no more. Now, that's a tall order. But it is there. That is the mark we are reaching to. That is what we are reaching for. I'm not going to be discouraged in that. I know I'm but a man. And that may sound, you know, pretty, I know I'm a man. I'm not, you know, I don't mean it arrogantly, but, or with a false sense of humility, but we have to know that, you know, the gift of righteousness of God that we receive by faith has to be given. I can try to take it, but until he gives it to me, I'll have to chase after it. Some have not the knowledge of God. See, people going around saying there's no resurrection. People going around saying, oh yes, when you die, you transition into heaven. They don't have the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God that I'm interested in is what is contained in the scriptures, what is transmitted by the men who knew Jesus. Okay? That's my religion. All those other guys, I don't care. I don't care who came along, when, what, where, how, all the thousands of years of history. I live in my time. Okay? And I know to people, they say, well, it's arrogant to think you, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. Because God tells me so. It's not arrogant to think that I can understand without the aid of, all these men who've been to school and they've gone through Satan's education program in corrupting Christianity and perverting the Word of God, that have been well trained in that. Slick talkers, serpent tongues. I don't need to go there. I can go directly to the source. Because the scriptures tell me so. I don't need them. But some men will say, you know, he says, I speak this to your shame. Because what he means is that you Corinthians, you're supposed to have the knowledge of God. Why are you listening to people that don't? But some men will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? You know, people are going to say, well, hey, I mean, I've seen dead people. Gosh, we had a dead animal out here in the yard. 3 days it was dead. By the third day it was nothing but bones, hair, and maggots. The maggots were looking for the hills. I mean, they needed to get, because there was nothing left, not enough. I mean, they don't take long to make the flesh go away. And you know what? Those bones, they will decompose, rot away, and there'll be nothing left. In fact, I'm amazed. I was just recently at the museum, and I was looking at all the skeletons and stuff. Everything was buried rapidly. All these, there aren't a lot of skeletons that could have, like, died and just... Because they had one they showed of two animals fighting each other. Like, they were in the act of fighting when they died. And they showed an animation of them, like, fighting and struggling and then dying together. And honestly, I thought, that just doesn't make sense. Because I don't care where you die in the world, the flies get you. And skeletons aren't buried, like, all nice. I mean, what I mean is, nothing else touched this dead animal out here, right? And except for the maggots. And maggots have been around for as long as there have been creatures, as far as I know. Right? The bones were not like in situ all nice. They were just, even they just, the way they fell apart with the eating action of the thing, you couldn't even, you know, they were all jumbled. Not like in these nice little things. They jumble up when the flesh goes away and the decomposing things do their work. You know, at the bottom of the sea, when you go look at the Titanic wreck, there's no corpses down there. There's no skeletons. There are only shoes, because the organisms that devour flesh and bone at the bottom of the sea, and they eat bone, will not eat the tannic acids that are in the shoe leather. So that's all you see, is just these ghostly shoes. It's kind of scary. I mean, not scary, but, you know, it's kind of eerie, is what I should say, when you see those photographs and those images. Okay, so the dead, there's not much left. So there's, the question comes from a, if you're thinking from a purely materialist standpoint, and this is the funny part, is you'll get Christians who will start asking these questions as well. They say they're Christians, but they don't really believe in the resurrection. Well, how, what kind of body they're going to come with? Huh? I mean, there's nothing left, right? It's all decomposed. What if they were in the sea? What if 10 sharks ate the guy up? You know, his arms on this side of thing, and it's all spread around. Half of them shark poo. I mean, basically, there are people who died in the sea, and they've probably dispersed to where, like, they are all over the place. And they don't even have to cremate them. You know, that's just what happens when you die. And if you go in the sea, whether it be on land or whatever, there's not much left. Sometimes nothing. And sometimes what was once someone becomes part of another living organism. I mean, who knows? With all that, maybe there's something that was once part of another human being that's part of me. You know, because he died, he went into the ground, the plants sucked him up, a cow ate it, another guy ate the cow, he lived, he died, you know, there's, you know, and then the plants took him up, right? Or whatever. Or something, the lion ate the guy, the lion died. Then he decomposed, and the plant and the fungus ate him, and then someone had a mushroom sandwich, and etc. So there's a lot of question about, well, where's the body? You know, what we need, we're going to raise these bodies. I mean, you know, that's, you know, you get these ideas of zombies and you know, the living dead It's not, you know, the these creatures that are, you know, they got the flesh dripping off of them and the arms and the skeletons walking, and well, it's a question that one that comes to one's mind when you think, well, if we're going to raise these dead, what are they going to be looking like? Certainly, what used to be there is gone. So how are they raised up? And with what bond did they come? Not like, okay, I got you. God has power to raise, but I mean, how's he going to do it? What's the, what are the technical aspects of this? And he says, verse 36, fool, or Ephraim, which is mindless, ignorant, or stupid, you know, okay? That which thou sowest is not quickened except to die. I'm just going to keep reading because I'll have to analyze this one bit at a time. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain.